When he speaks, people listen. All over Australia, in fact. He's the recognisable voice that ABC listeners wake up to each morning for the dose of current affairs that I need to start the day. Tony Eastley, he's the host of AM, and he's taking the show on the road through the northwest of WA this week. Tony, welcome to the Pilbara. Welcome to breakfast on ABC Northwest.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. And I'm just stealing one of your ABC Northwest stickers as we speak. He's already given me a coffee, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Lamond. He's everything that the ABC needs in this part of the world, and it's a pleasure to be here, and we're really looking forward to it, Scott.
What is the idea behind taking what you do from the East Coast and the city to somewhere as remote and out of the way as this?
It's all about bringing places to people. It's easy to talk to PR people and politicians because they're lining up to talk to us. You know, on AM each morning, we knock back a lot of politicians. We don't necessarily want to talk to them, but in some cases one has to, obviously. But it's really nice to get outside of a studio and go and talk to the people, find out what they want. So in terms of let's say a lobby group that handles gas production in Australia. We could talk to someone out of Melbourne about that, but that's not what we want. We want to come to the areas and find out a little bit more about it. So local voices are important on the ABC. They're just as important on AM, and that's why we want to get out of the studio and into the wild, if you like.
What are some of the places you'll be visiting and the scenes you'll be, you know, soaking up?
Well, we're starting here, which we think is very important. We're going to we'll do a tour of the Woodside, the Northwest Shelf Woodside plant this morning. We'll broadcast from there tomorrow. We're then going on to Port Hedland to broadcast there from the Pier Hotel, which I'm told will be an experience in itself. we're going on to Broome, and we'll be there, and it's just a matter of, that's my phone going off,
you can grab
Scott.
That. It's probably, it could be a breaking news
my,
story.
It's my EP. Just a moment. Excuse right. me, everyone, the listeners. It's the EP of the ABC AM program. Yes, I am on air, David, and you've broken in, and but I've explained to the listeners that it's the EP. Is it urgent? Can I give you a call back?
No, you can't give me a call.
Yes. Okay, yep, good point. Okay, bye.
See, current affairs doesn't stop, does it?
Yes. Well, it's actually just a valid point that David was making. David's the EP, he's been the EP nearly for 10 years now, just about how coal seam gas is such a topical issue in the east of the state, east of the country, I should say. And so anything to do with gas, anything to do with resources is very topical. And we thought we'd come to the biggest gas resource in Australia, one of the biggest in the world, where, you know, thousands of workers are going to have to be found, where homes are going to have to be built. And quite frankly, on the east coast of Australia, people don't understand the size and scope of the resource boom that's going on here, and particularly gas. And gas is that bridging energy resource that's going to be so needed when coal is slowly phased out as a primary source of energy. So that's why we're here, and we're looking forward to it.
So from 8 o'clock from Tuesday tomorrow for the rest of the week, essentially we'll hear you talking about things that are happening here.
I mean, other things are happening in the world,
sure.
and AM's going to have to cover those. But you know, it's a matter. I've already interviewed the Premier and Brendan Grylls about this, and we'll be running small parts of that during the specials. But primarily, it's to get to the local people and the local scenes and describe those, talk to them, and find out what's going on. And the gas resources boom is not just about dollars to China. It's about families coming to this part of the world, the problems that they have, where they're paying $7,000 a month for a three-bedroom home, where they can't find a home. And this, to a lot of listeners, we get about a million every morning, they don't understand what's going on here, and we want to explain that.
20 past 7, this is Breakfast on ABC Northwest. You're with Scott Lamond, my guest, Tony Eastley. Now, he's the voice of AM. As I said, I must admit, a little intimidating when you're talking to a man who has a million listeners every day. But normally you're the one asking the questions. We're asking you a few here. And I want to just take you back a little bit. I was actually one of those lucky reporters in 2004, excited about my story turning up on AM, and I know a lot of reporters that do enjoy that. Take a listen to this. It's from 7 years ago, so don't panic. This isn't news today, but it's Tony Eastley's voice, and it's out of the archives. Have a listen.
Good morning. This is AM. I'm Tony Eastley. Straight to